Does the CBS hit show The Big Bang Theory portray scientists fairly? Reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff offers his take.
Was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall, we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
I've written about the stereotypical portrayal of scientists in earlier columns. Dr. Cockroach, PhD in Monsters vs. Aliens comes to mind. I've also made note of the relatively rare times that scientists are portrayed positively. How to Train Your Dragon and Mythbusters are two examples. CBS has put physicists and engineers into primetime comedy with great success over the last several years in their hit show, The Big Bang Theory. The show has the distinction of a physicist consultant, Dr. David Salzberg of UCLA, who publishes a related blog titled Big Blog Theory. The show is popular with my science licensure students, but I am concerned that its portrayal of science will discourage students from majoring in physics and engineering. Now, films have been depicting science and scientists since the very early days of the genre. A Trip to the Moon from 1902 shows a group of astronomers on vacation on the moon, and The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari from 1920 depicts the medical treatment of mental illness in a rather frightening light. While the public perception of science and scientists is not solely based on their depiction in the media, reiterations of the mad scientist stock character work against the humanizing of science that I think helps young people consider science as a possible career. In Big Bang Theory, two physicists, Sheldon and Leonard, working at Caltech, share an apartment across the hall from Penny, a friendly young woman from Nebraska employed as a waitress. Rajesh, an astrophysicist, and Howard, an engineer, are also regulars on the show. The men are stereotypical science geeks. They're very intelligent, they have a deep and abiding love of science fiction, and they often have difficulty relating to non-scientists. In addition, Sheldon is obsessively concerned with order, and Howard still lives with his mother. Penny, on the other hand, is attractive, funny, and can relate to people, though she is not academically talented. Early seasons included a romantic relationship between Leonard and Penny, which has since ended.
So, Leonard, I think it's interesting you didn't call your girlfriend to come get you.
Well, I kind of told her I was working.
So you lied to her. Also interesting.
She doesn't really understand the whole Warcraft adventure role-playing thing.
Doesn't matter if she gets it, as long as she's pretty.
This one's funny, Leonard. How come you couldn't make it work with her?
Now, two female scientists have been featured on the show. Leslie, a physicist, appeared in the first three seasons, while Amy, a neuroscientist with many antisocial mannerisms similar to Sheldon's, was introduced last year and has returned for the fourth season. Another regular character is Bernadette, who works at the same restaurant as Penny. The women, Penny, Bernadette, and Amy, spend time together talking about Leonard's new girlfriend, Priya, a lawyer who also happens to be Rajesh's sister. Now, my concerns about the representation of science and scientists in the show intersect with my objections to its representations of women. The current main characters are four male scientists, one female scientist, and two female waitresses. I think this communicates several negative messages to young people. First, scientists are predominantly men. Second, scientists are antisocial. And third, female scientists are strange creatures who do not comply with many of our society's expectations of women. Now, while being different is not inherently bad, the show presents only one way to be a female scientist, and that is clearly incorrect. Taken together, the caricatures tell people that scientists and engineers are socially awkward outsiders, and one would not want to be one of these outsiders. A few scenes from a recent episode, the Wildebeest implementation, illustrate these points well. In this episode, Bernadette is dating Howard, and they plan to meet Leonard and Priya for dinner and a game of Jenga. Amy and Penny want to know how Leonard's relationship with Priya is going, so they enlist Bernadette as a spy. Bernadette is worried she won't be able to be disingenuous, but Amy reassured her, "Don't worry, I'll teach you how to lie. I did 2 years of Cub Scouts before they found out I was a girl." Amy is probably the smartest female character in the show, and this line shows that, according to the writers, she's so smart and androgynous she could pass as a boy when she was younger. The writers are telling young women interested in science that they must suppress their femininity to be good at science, a truly negative message. With his sister busy on the double date, Rajesh feels lonely and goes to Sheldon and Leonard's apartment. Sheldon has just invented three-person chess and is busy playing against himself when Rajesh knocks. Reluctantly, Sheldon lets Rajesh in, but does not reply to any of his personal or emotional comments. Sheldon simply continues to talk about the ridiculously complicated rules of three-person chess. This is a typical interaction between Sheldon and other characters on the show. He fails to relate to the feelings other people express to him, and buries himself in obscure facts or rules. This has led some viewers to theorize that he has Asperger's syndrome, though the writers have not confirmed this. Contrary to the stereotype, scientists are not always so absorbed in details that they cannot interact with other people. Now, some would argue that comedy has to exaggerate characters to be successful. I believe a show like The Big Bang Theory, which takes pride in its scientific accuracy, bears a responsibility to depict scientists and engineers as people, not simply caricatures.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flix.
Since the dawn of man is really not that long, as every galaxy was formed in less time than it takes to sing this song. A fraction of a second and the elements were made. The bipeds stood up straight, the dinosaurs all met their fate. They tried to leap but they were late and they all died.
They blew their asses off the oceans of Pangaea, sea of wood.